This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, it's Vince the Evil DM back with another episode of the Roll for Initiative podcast. This is mini podcast or mini cast number 9. You can email me, askthedm@thedevildm.com to get some questions into me. You can come right here to anchor.fm and get leave a voicemail, or you can record it on your computer, leave it as an MP3, and send me an email with a link to it so I can play it on the show. Alrighty. Roll for Initiative has been doing well here on my own, so I'm going to continue along, just giving out episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, with hopefully people enjoying those little bite-sized chunks. You could support me by going to theevildm.com/support. Anyway, on to the show. I was going through the book, as usual, and I got to page 34, and I was looking at changing alignment. Want to read a paragraph here. While involuntary changes of alignment is quite possible, it is very difficult for a character to voluntarily switch from one to another, except within limited areas. Evil alignments can be varied along the like axis. The neutral character can opt for some more specific alignment. Your referee will probably require certain stringent sacrifices and appropriate acts, possibly a quest, as well for any other voluntary change in alignment. In fact, even axial changes within good or evil or radical movement or radio movement from neutrality may require strong proofs of various sorts. So it's not going to be easy to change your alignment at all, according to the book. Now, there are some penalties or penance, as it says, but never specifically says in the player's handbook what could happen. What have you done in the chase? In the case of you have a player who is, let's say, playing neutral good, and it doesn't track, and we all know neutral good is kind of like the average day person, you know, doing the best that they can do. They believe the good and everything, and they do believe in regulations and stuff like that, but what is beneficial to living or intelligent creatures? So they're the common average day person who trying to do the right thing in life. But, you know, sometimes things happen. So you have a player that is playing neutral good. And over the course of, a few sessions, you notice that they're doing some shady shit. All right. So you do take notice this is a DM. Make note of it in your little DM notes. Write down a specific act that you thought was not within their alignment. Keep track of this. A few more sessions go by, maybe nothing really happens, and then all of a sudden it pops up again. So what do you do as the DM? Do you just basically strike down that player and say, you're playing your alignment wrong. You now will be neutral evil. No. You may want to talk to the player and ask them why they made these decisions with their character, and let them know that their alignment is not being played correctly. Now, alignments are a subject that is very hard to interpret because anyone can interpret these things so much differently. And that is kind of why when I play these games, I tend to drop alignments and use light, dark, or gray. That allows the player kind of more room to run around in there. Like the light will cover a bunch of alignments, and the gray area will cover a bunch of gray neutral areas, and dark will cover all the evil areas. So, but getting back to this, what do you do? So there's a couple things you could do. You can warn the player first, you know, say, hey, you're not playing your alignment. I've been keeping track. Here are the specific incidents. They probably will argue with you because that's just generally human spirit to argue with one another, debate friendly. Let's just say you say, all right, fine, but I'm going to be keeping an eye on it as a DM. And if these acts continue, what you could do as the DM is basically change the alignment. Now, you have every right to do that. It is your game. You're the dungeon master. You're the referee. It's your world and your story. You could do what you need to do. But you have to have proof and you have to be careful when you do these things. Players don't like when you change their character around. No matter what edition it is, they just generally don't like it. They generally will go with it. With older editions, with older players, will generally go with it because that's the nature of the game. And we aren't snowflakes. Yeah, sure, we'll get annoyed, but you know what? Then we'll go on a quest to change our alignment back. Work within the rules. But if you have a player that is tending to be evil, what do you do? Well, there's a couple other ways you can handle it other than saying, you're now the following alignment, too effing bad. You can present it to the group and have a neutral group decision. That way you have a third party. The DM as acting as the prosecutor and the player acting as a defender. Yeah, it goes out a little bit of outside the bounds of how gaming should be, but some groups don't mind these type of things. You could do that way. You can have an alignment ticker, like Dragonlance has in the back of their book, where you can just tick off certain acts, and as they get closer to whatever it is, that's the alignment they are. But you have to be upfront about this and let players know ahead of time that you're going to be using these type of charts. You're going to say, hey, guys, you could pick your alignment, but I'm going to be using these alignment tracking charts. So if you start acting outside of your alignment, I will make marks and make references to these things. Generally, when you tell players up front what you're doing, they don't care because then they know. It's when you don't tell them and then you surprise them with it is when most people will care. I think the best route for this whole situation is probably using a ticker or just making note of the, I guess you want to call it transgressions that the character is doing outside of alignment. Now, I've seen people play evil alignments and do good things, and it kind of makes you wonder, well, is this person turning more neutral than good than evil? That's very possible. I've seen neutral people who play chaotic neutral just be like, I'm evil, but I'm neutral, so blah blah blah, whatever. But yeah, you could do those things. It really just kind of depends on what you as your styles of DM want to do. Now, let's just say the character has changed or wants to change their alignment. It's not an easy thing to do it voluntarily according to the rules. And you have to basically go through, you know, jump through hoops, give up your firstborn, sacrifice an arm, things like that. You'd have to have a quest. And I think it could be a great campaign quest, side adventure, subplot for your character redeeming himself from that evil trend that he was on to going back to that good trend. And I know it happens a lot with paladins because they're playing lawful good, and you don't have to play lawful stupid to play lawful good, but a lot of paladins playing lawful good sometimes forget that they're lawful good and will do some things that make you go, hmm. So this would be one of the instances that it does happen involuntarily and, oh well. And you as a DM basically have to suck it up, nut up, whatever you want to call it, and change that alignment. Tell me what you think about alignments. What do you do in your group when someone is acting out of alignment character or they want to change their alignment? I'm interested to hear. Ask the DM at theevildm.com. Head over to my website, theevildm.com. You can just click on the comment button now that has been fixed on the website. Apparently it wasn't working, but now it is. You can comment on the post. You can go to anchor.fm/theevildm and just click on the voicemail button and leave me a minute voicemail. With that said, I'm going to head out. That's Roll for Initiative Podcast. Good night, everybody.